Good Monday morning to you. About 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, another opportunity to speak with a specialist over at the Connecticut Orthopedic Specialist. Dr. Cohen is joining us today. Dr. Cohen is a sports medicine specialist, head team orthopedic surgeon at Quinnipiac University. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for joining us again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again, Mike. I appreciate it.
Hey, congratulations to Quinnipiac. Boy, what a sports season. Connecticut in general, the state, had such an incredible couple of weeks there. The Quinnipiac University women's basketball team getting to the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, the Frozen Four finale was all Connecticut, all Hamden/New Haven, with Yale against Quinnipiac in the final. It had to be a real thrill over at Quinnipiac these last few weeks.
It really was. It was tremendous just to see those teams do so well. And, you know, I got to hand it to the players. The coaches, Rand Pecknold, did a great job with the hockey team, who really took it almost all the way. Yale got in the way a little at the end, but it was certainly very exciting and a proud moment for, you know, a team that didn't even have its own rink 5 years ago. And Trish Fabry, the women's coach, winning the NEC championship and getting to the NCAA tournament, it was a great moment for all of us. So, you know, we're proud.
Well, great athletes all around with the women's team, all programs that participate not only in Division I sports, but sports in general. And, you know, a lot of us, our mind tells us that we still can do things, but our body afterwards will tell us that's not the truth. And now here we are warming up. People are getting outdoors. People are going to start exercising. What advice do you have for people as they start to venture in the great outdoors?
Well, you know, today I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, about sort of that athlete who's no longer in college and kind of moving into the next phase, but still has that competitive spirit, wants to be playing tennis, playing golf, getting out there, you know, jogging. And, you know, we all suddenly, and not always in such a happy fashion, realize that we're not the athlete that we used to be and, you know, have to start worrying about some other things. So, you know, first maybe, you know, talk a little bit about some of the repetitive stress type injuries that I see. And, you know, a common one for tennis players and golfers is problems around the elbow. You know, something you'll hear of as tennis elbow or golfer's elbow or tendonitis. You know, the reality is that a lot of these problems, these tennis elbow, golfer's elbow problems, are not necessarily due to tennis or golf, but, you know, tennis is pain along the outer part of the elbow and golfer's elbow is pain on the inner side. And, you know, people come into my office all the time and they can hardly lift a cup of coffee and they have trouble typing at the computer. And really what these represent is kind of chronic use and abuse. And if you look microscopically at these tendons in the elbow, there's little tiny tears in them. And so it's really a tendinosis rather than a tendinitis. There's not inflammation or itis in the elbow. So the majority of these do get better with time, but they also need rest. You can't ignore them. You can't just push through the pain. If you do, you're going to get yourself to a point where it takes many more months to recover. You know, sometimes we do things like a cortisone shot or, you know, braces or stretching programs, and all those things can help. But, you know, those are things to pay attention to around the elbow.
Dr. David Cohen is joining us this morning, specializing in sports medicine at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists, also the head team orthopedic surgeon at Quinnipiac University. We're talking about that aging athlete, those that are no longer in college or in high school but are still doing activities. When it comes to prevention, doctor, what sort of things can we do to prevent any of these type of nagging injuries to get worse or develop new ones?
Something to pay attention to is the size of the grip on the tennis racket or on the golf club. You don't want to be squeezing that grip so tightly to hold on to your racket or club that it actually starts to have a negative impact on the tendons and cause pain. So, you know, some of the fitting of clubs and rackets is important. You know, and we're all so excited, myself included, get out to the driving range or get on the tennis court and start up where you left off last year. And, you know, that's not the right way to do it. You have to ease into it. Don't go hit a big bucket of balls or two as your first time out. Get out there and do some, you know, work with short clubs and short game type work, or, you know, do some balling and then take a day or two off, see how your body feels, and do a little more and gradually work your way up to it.
Dr. Cohen, when it comes to devastating injuries, especially those that just go, as we like to call them, the weekend warriors of the world, what are some devastating type injuries that you know, end up coming to your office or seeing you?
Well, you know, so one area that I take care of a lot are things like rotator cuff tears. And, you know, I see the rotator cuff muscles. There's four muscles. They're small muscles. You can't see them from the outside. They wrap around the ball and cup joint of the shoulder, and they hold the ball centered on the cup, which is just a flat cup. And if those muscles aren't strong, the ball kind of moves all over the place, and the rotator cuff can rub on the surrounding bones. So tendonitis or inflammation, those are all common things I see in the shoulder and usually not too problematic. But with time and years, so more 50- and 60-year-old athletes, you know, they can actually have gotten the rotator cuff to a point where it's thinned, and then with one big serve or swing of the club or a fall while playing soccer or something along those lines, the whole tendon can actually rip off the bone. And that's a really devastating problem. In that age group, in an active individual, surgery to repair the rotator cuff, I can do it arthroscopically. And but despite all the advances we've had in shoulder surgery, it's a good 6 months before you're getting back to play, and probably a full year before you're at the point where you want to be. So that's one example. Another one, you know, we've seen it in the news with Kobe Bryant, is that Achilles tendon rupture, the Achilles heel problem. And once again, you may have a tendonitis, and that may take a little time to get better but not require surgery. But every year I get people who come in, they're playing tennis, and they felt like somebody shot them in the back of the leg or hit them with a stick. They turn around, but no one's there. Then they realize that they're unable to push down on their foot, their ankle's swollen. You know, that's a big issue, and that, you know, typically requires surgery in the athlete, and we'll put them on, you know, crutches and ice and Elevate, and then, you know, another 6 to 8 months after surgery to get you back on the court or back in play. So that's another tough one that we see quite routinely, and really doesn't do anything good for you that season.
Absolutely. And Dr. Cohen, obviously these injuries don't always happen 9 to 5 with those OrthoNow locations that are available. It's great. People can get in. It's cheaper than the emergency room. And then specialists like yourself will be able to get some of the readings that they got and be able to follow up with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, medicine's definitely not a 9 to 5 job. We really enjoy the privilege of taking care of people, you know, whether it's, you know, during the day or the evening, whenever they need us. So we're all happy to be there. And OrthoNow has been a real big asset to the community in letting people get orthopedic care on the off hours when they need it.
And people can check out those locations, ct-ortho.com. Dr. Cohen, once again, big congrats to Quinnipiac this sports season. Thank you so much again for coming on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Really enjoy it. So you have yourself a good summer, okay?
You too. You can contact Dr. David Cohen at 203-407-3518. That's 203-407-3518.